we're gonna be tailgating before you know it. You know it? And it's gonna be hot.
Well, you'll be tailgating.
Yeah, that's true, because you're gonna be...
Though, we need to discuss this.
I don't know that I'm gonna be tailgating much, and I'll tell you why. My son has cross-country meets.
Well, then you can help me out the first game.
Okay.
Because I have a wedding that day. We haven't discussed this yet, so I figured we'd bring it up on air.
On the air, yeah, this is where we need to hash out our problems. That's Labor Day weekend, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to be in Canton, Ohio.
Well, we'll get Mike Carpenter on the case.
Maybe Mike will go out and get our post-game interviews. But we promise you we will cover for the most.
Oh, yeah.
So look at that. The one time you need my help.
It's called DVR.
The one time you need my help,
well,
and I can't show up.
You're at the scrimmage.
Yeah.
The boring scrimmage.
It was boring. Boring. But you know what? What has been boring this year? How about Cubs and White Sox?
Well, hey, the Cubs had a weekend.
Yeah, they did.
What a weekend.
They beat the Cardinals twice, I guess, right? So
the post-Hendry era. That's all you needed to do. Just get rid of the GM, and then the players were going to be fantastic after that.
Kwadi's going to have this unbelievable finish again. and if they could just stay in contention until the All-Star break.
I don't think it's going to save his job.
No, I don't think so either. Let's bring on Adam Harris from 670 The Score. Adam, how are you, buddy?
Jeremy, you're getting married again?
Am I? I don't think that's legal.
Wow. I haven't even gotten a gift from the first one.
No, it's not my wedding. It's a cousin's wedding.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's illegal everywhere except for Utah.
Adam was going to be behind 2-0 already on the marriage thing.
I mean, happily.
These guys up in Chicago, they like to live their own life, don't they?
To each their own. I was up in Wrigley, though, by the way, on Saturday, Adam.
Thanks for the phone call, man. You know I live right there.
Yeah, well, I was taking out Mama Werner.
Yeah.
Oh, God, man.
She had a blast. She loved Wrigleyville. It's the first time I've been up there just bar hopping.
Sweet.
Yeah, Wrigleyville, I mean, it's the Cubs.
Oh,
I'm not a big
blast.
Cubs fan, but, hey, I'll go back there again and again.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, next time I'm up here, whether you're with Mama Werner or not, just shoot me a text or a phone call.
Well, I didn't know you lived exactly in that area. So next time I'll do it. I'm in the doghouse now with Adam.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, you're not. I had a better night not seeing you anyway.
We better move on from that.
I guess.
Let's talk about your Cubbies there in your backyard. I guess Jim Henry being gone, that's the biggest news since we've talked to you. I assume that it surprised you at all or not?
Yeah, it surprised me that he knew about it and he was able to keep it quiet for as long as he did. I just didn't understand that whole thing. He wanted to sign, Ricketts wanted him to sign all of his draft picks and the prospects and work that out. And that shows the commitment that Ricketts has to the farm system and to Arizona and everything that he's been promoting. That's the commitment that he has to it. It's kind of surreal. It's weird to think that he's not the GM. You know, 9 years and as a Major League Baseball team's GM, that's very incredible in this day and age. So it's very weird. I don't think it's really sunk in yet until they hire someone new and that person actually starts making moves. It's weird to even think that he's gone.
Yeah, Adam Harris from 670, The Score up in Chicago, joining us now. Adam, yeah, it wasn't the, I guess, that it happened. It was when it happened and the fact that it happened a month ago, that he did this and then he stayed on. Are you okay with that? As a Cubs guy, are you okay with him sticking on and not making those moves, not trading Aramis Ramirez if you had the opportunity to? I know the no-trade clauses were all in that, but not making moves at the deadline that could help the future of this team?
The way I look at it is, what happened on, you know, the 22nd or whenever, when he got fired or right around that time, I have a feeling like Ricketts, and I don't know this to be true or not, but Ricketts probably met with them. Hey, Jim, these are the guys you need to get rid of by the deadline. Jim said, I can't do that. No one wants them. And then he said, okay, well, you're fired. Can you basically stick around and keep this quiet? And I think that's kind of what happened, but it's weird to me because it showed like, I don't know if it shows that Ricketts isn't prepared to even fire him, and that's kind of what I'm worried about. I don't know if I have confidence in the fact that he was prepared to fire him. And Ricketts made some strong statements about it, and they were what every Cub fan wanted to hear, especially in this situation. But I don't think personally, when you fire a GM, I think you should pretty much know what you want to do going forward and immediately. Because that's a big deal. It's not like firing a manager. You know, an interim GM is very, very difficult and very weird to think about. which basically means that he's going to be doing the day-by-day stuff that a GM does, but not the stuff that is he won't initiate anything, I don't think. And that's what I'm concerned about. Exactly. So I think it's weird, and I'm concerned, yes, that Hendry stuck around, and I'm concerned that, you know, there's no one to replace him coming around the corner immediately.
Well, and I guess that's my next question to you, visiting with Adam Harris, 670 The Score in Chicago. What names are you hearing that could be next for the Cubs in that GM spot?
They've been throwing out so many names. One name that I kind of like, but I don't think would be, I don't think Ricketts would ever do it, would be Rick Hahn over on the south side there. And Rick Hahn actually, I think, has a clause in his contract where he can break it if he was the Cubs GM. You know, he could break the contract. But I just don't think that's what Ricketts was looking for. He said he wants a veteran guy, and he wants someone that's been in the business a while, and he wants someone that is going to know exactly what to do and take care of business. And that just shows me that Ricketts doesn't know how to run a base. It's understandable that he doesn't know how to run a baseball team. He's never done it. But he doesn't know baseball as well as a veteran guy like that would know it. And, you know, he's been sitting in on scouting meetings. He's been sitting in on drafts, and he's been sitting in on all these different things. But I really think that I would like Rick Hahn, but I don't think Ricketts would do that.
And Adam, this one thing, we knew this wasn't going to be a great year for the Cubs, but it almost feels like a wasted year because you didn't build for anything for the future. Yeah, you got rid of Fukudome for, you know, a couple prospects, Class A prospects, but you traded for Garza before the year. You hire a coach that looks like he's on his way out. There's just not a lot of moving forward, and that's where I think maybe Ricketts dropped the ball, is maybe you waited too long for all this.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I would agree with that, because the next GM, it's going to be up to that next GM to keep or get rid of Quadi. And I only imagine that this next GM is going to get rid of Quadi and maybe even bring in some other manager from the current team that they're on right now. I think that is a good point. I think they did wait maybe a little bit too long to do this Hendry thing. I like the Garza move. You know, I really do. And sure, I think that's going to be fine moving forward. You know, like that's a good move, I think, moving forward with the team. But the main thing, the main excitement moving forward is Starlin Castro. And, you know, I'll even throw Darwin Barney in there, and that took me a while to do that. But, you know, he's a legitimate player, too. Those are the main things moving forward. This pitching staff is in trouble. Yeah, go ahead.
Any chance that Ryan Sandberg would be open to joining the Cubs? I would have to believe if he can get a head coaching job, you know, now that Hendry's gone, the guy who didn't make him the manager, I would imagine he'd open that door again.
It all depends on who they hire as the GM. Yeah. I think it's possible, yes, absolutely. But it all depends on who they hire as GM. And I think this new GM is going to want to come in here, and he's going to want to make a splash, and it's going to start at the manager spot. And whoever Ricketts hires is going to be, I feel like, a guy that's been in the business a while and that's done the job for a while. And, I hate speculating on who. Mm-hmm. I really do. But, you know, basically, it's up to the GM, and that's what it's going to be up to. And I don't see them reaching back and grabbing Sandberg. I think a bigger splash will have to be made.
Tay and Jay Show, Jeremy Werner, Lante, talking with Adam Harris from 670 The Score. Switching to the south side, Adam, the White Sox are doing what the White Sox do. They're hanging around. They win a series against the Rangers. They take 2 of 3, though. They're not getting on the hot streak they need. Do you still believe that this team has a chance to win the AL Central?
This Tiger team is pretty hot, and this Tiger team is playing good baseball. I mean, you saw what happened yesterday, and that's just something that you don't really see on paper with baseball, but, you know, you watch games and you see how teams win games, and the way the Tigers won that game yesterday makes me think that this is pretty much their division. The baseball gods have given them permission to go ahead and win this division. Because yesterday was a perfect day for the Sox to make up a game, and it looked like the Tigers were on the brink of losing. I can't believe they won that game how they did. And, you know, gunning Fukudome at the plate to end the game, and Valverde saying it was his hardest save of the year or of his career. So I think that the Sox definitely have a chance, and it's fun to definitely hope. But I also think that realistically, when the season's over, you're going to see the Tigers at the top of that division. And it's simply just because of that, the fact that the fact that the Tigers are playing the type of baseball that's going to win the division, that the breaks are going their way. And you see it every year with every team, especially when your team wins the division. I mean, the stupid little things kind of go your way. And that's not on paper. That's just watching the game. And that's why baseball is great.
I think the Cardinals fans can agree with that.
Yes.
Yep.
Without a
Absolutely.
Doubt.
Absolutely.
Wrapping up with Adam Harris from 670 The Score. But before we get there, let's switch sports. Let's go to football. The Bears are on tonight, preseason game number 2. And the offensive line, of course, that's going to be the thing I think a lot of Bears fans are going to be watching tonight to see, can this line improve from last year? And, of course, last year, the kind of the high watermark in a bad way was the Giants game when I think Cutler was sacked 9 times in the first half alone.
Yep.
So is that what you're going to be looking for tonight? And give me some other things, Adam, you're going to be kind of trying to focus in on these Bears tonight.
It's absolutely offensive line. It's absolutely what everyone's going to be looking at. There's a few other side stories, the running back battle, see how Matt Forte performs, and also the backup battle between Marion Barber and Chester Taylor, and Khalil Bell even now is in that spot. You know, Khalil Bell's trying to fight for that number 2 spot, or that number 3 spot now, and Chester Taylor hasn't really been performing. But this is going to be the main story all week, and then the main story this past weekend has been the offensive line, especially because last time they were there, you're right, Jay Cutler got knocked out with a concussion and sacked 9 times in the first half. So, and this is the problem I have with this Bears team so far and the way it's been going on. Mike Tyson, Mike Martz are promoting this offensive line like it's better than it was last year. And before the first preseason game, like they're basically saying, we know our starting 5, they're playing how we want them to. This is really great, blah, blah. And, you know, it's been 2 weeks of fall practices, and I don't understand where that's coming from. I have no clue where that's coming from. You lose a veteran center in Olin Krutz. You're switching guys all over the place, and you have a rookie on the line. I have no clue where they're basing this on. And then you see in game 1, they give up another 9 sacks. Right. And I don't understand why they were promoting it like it's okay. I understand they're giving confidence, maybe trying to take pressure off of them, but they can be like, you know, we're going to be fine, but we're not fine right now. They look like idiots.
Yeah.
Because they're not good.
Yeah, Adam, when they didn't make a move in free agency and once they didn't sign Willie Colon, it seemed like they gave up. Like, that was their only offensive lineman, and they needed to make a move, and they didn't. But, that seems like it's going to be the line you have to have. Well, Adam, thanks for joining us. Adam Harris, 670 The Score. You can follow him at Twitter, @AHarris670. Thanks, Adam.
I love it, Jeremy. Anytime you come up here, I'm just joking, which I love you. Come on up here.
Well, yeah, me and Mama Warner got to get up there again. We'll call Adam next time.
Hey, Adam, the next time I come, though, I will call you.
I know you will.
All right.
But I'm going to have to get your number off the air. See, there it is. Yeah. Yep. Lon, we'll go out.
I will do that. I'll text you my number for sure.
Come on through to the spot.
Sounds good, Adam. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Adam Harris. He's a friend of the show from 670. The score, not a friend of the show like Nevin Shapiro is a friend of the Miami Hurricane.
He's not an illegal booster.
Yeah, he doesn't give us anything.
No.
Although if I go up there, he might buy me a beer.
Yeah, I got an interesting stat with the Milwaukee and St. Louis Cardinals when we come back.
Do we have to talk about that?
Yes, I have an interesting stat.
All right. Why don't you... All right, Tay and Jay Show.